Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Listening to it again last night, I went, well, that's odd. As in odd, Thomas. I didn't pick up on that. Now, what am I talking about? She said there was a Hispanic looking, she didn't say Asian, she said Hispanic looking man and woman. Now, when we find the tape, you'll hear this. Note the description. She said they were both about 5'5". Now, it did not occur to me until I was writing last night, my response to John Ziegler, did not occur to me, they go, hey, wait a minute. They're both the same, the man and the woman were both the same size. Wait a minute. That can't be. That's a kind of strange coincidence, don't you think? And they both said the same thing. And what was it that they said? They both said, y'all, you are all going to die, as if they knew something. Now, I mistakenly said yesterday, that this was the girlfriend, the Mandalay woman, and that the girlfriend was in the corral. Of course, that was incorrect because here it is.
Day in, not knowing if I'm safe, not even knowing if I'm safe going home tomorrow on an airplane. So,
And how did you get out of the venue after this all happened?
We actually weren't there whenever the shooting had occurred. We had already left about maybe 10, 15 minutes before that, but we just barely made it back into our room whenever it started.
And, I mean, were you thinking, oh, my gosh, this woman told us that before we left?
Yeah, I thought it had a positive correlation to it. Like, obviously, she was telling us that in either to tell us to warn us or to tell us that we were all going to die, and she was part of it, so.
Okay, so they want the description of this woman. Describe to me what this woman looked like.
Her and her boyfriend were both Hispanic. They were probably about shorter five-footers, probably about 5'5", 5'6". They just look like everyday people.
Can you tell us anything more about...
All right, now, stop right here. Mr. Church, please, you sound like Alex Jones now. No. Her and her boyfriend were both Hispanic. Now, she said they were about 5'5", 5'6". Okay, Mike, what's the point? Come on, one of you Sharpies in the chat room or somebody on the phone, you got to see this. This is as easy as going out in the yard and picking a freaking daffodil off the lawn. Doesn't get any easier. Cherry pick this one. Now, you got to hear the rest. Listen to the rest of the conversation because they are asked to leave, and they do.
Them, what they look like, why were they escorted out? Were they escorted out because you were feeling uncomfortable about what they said?
Yes, because she had been messing with the lady in front of her and telling her that she was going to die, that we're all going to die.
All.
So they escorted her out to make her stop messing around with all the other people in front of them, but none of us knew that it was going to be serious.
Okay, so all gonna die, escorted out, both of them escorted out, both of them, according to the description, both they, plural, were about 5'5", 5'6". Telling the woman in front of you, you're going to die, you're all going to die. They were escorted out, and they left. What's the big deal? Well, let's go back to the preternatural cause here. Demons can take physical form. They do it as a hobby. They can make you see things physically that aren't there. Like in the Amityville Horror case, Ed Warren and several others explain that, oh, no, no, no. So just because the green slime wasn't actually on the wall when we went to go find it doesn't mean it wasn't there and the Lutzes didn't see it. This is called projection. There's a term for this. In other words, throughout history, there are instances throughout history, throughout anyone's life, where a guardian angel or a demon might appear. And they might appear in the form of what looks to be a human or what may look to be a beast because they can manipulate matter in the material world. I don't believe that anything happens by coincidence. And I don't believe that that incident right there is anything other than, let me drop a little calling card at the scene. Yes, Baphomet was here. How did I do? Oh, 59 dead, 500 injured. Awesome. Coming for you next, sweetheart. Better charge, please. It's tentative. No. It's an analysis. Drop the calling card there. That's a preternatural warning. You're going to die. You're at a concert, for heaven's sake, with drunk people.